Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everyone, welcome to your Monday. It is the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. I am Dan Bach, happy to talk daily fantasy with you here today. Hopefully you had a great weekend. So much stuff going on in the industry right now. We've got NBA playoffs, we've got golf, we've obviously got MLB in full swing when the weather cooperates, and hopefully today we're going to put you on the path to building some winning lineups. Thanks as always to our friends over at Fantasy Draft. They put their name on this show. That means I hope you guys go over there and support them. Play some DFS. I got, you know, braggy about my weekend in golf last week on Fantasy Draft. And not so hot this week. So hopefully I can dust myself off and get back and play a little bit better over there. And give them a try for MLB. I think today's a great day for it too, because not as much positional flexibility, or you've got more positional flexibility there than you do on FanDuel or DraftKings, and certainly on DraftKings. FanDuel, you got a little bit more with the utility, catch your first base spot, but you can play a bunch of first basemen today, and I think you might want to do that because it's tough to kind of figure out which one to play. So check them out if you haven't done so. Promo code Grinders gets you access to Premium, which, by the way, is just getting better and better. I got a little sneak peek behind the Plate IQ Premium, which we're putting the finishing touches on. And I'll tell you what, it is absolutely incredible, the numbers and the presentation that we're going to give you. It's going to make your life that much easier. So that should be coming up fairly soon. And for you NBA people out there, I enjoyed NBA playoffs. I love it. We don't have to worry about injuries really happening, and we get smaller rotations. You get LeBron playing like 45 minutes. It's crazy. So what we're going to be doing is doing some lineup builder type shows. We've done these in the past. Big T and Chop did them for NFL for like the shorter slates. So we're going to do those earlier in the day for NBA playoffs. Those are going to be for our premium subscribers. So you can check that out. We're going to have the audio only posted on the Roto Grinders app, so therefore you can listen to it. But we'll have those videos available to you. Like, they should be recorded around 11 or 12 Eastern, so not long after. So you'll have all afternoon to hear from the guys in terms of how to build for your basketball tournaments, which are coming up every single night. I mean, they're bigger than the MLB tournaments than we have today. So NBA is still hopping. So we're going to be bringing you that content. I'll try and dip in a little bit on the podcast. I'm not going to do it today. It's only a two-game slate. But I think we got three and four gamers coming up the rest of the week. So I'll try and pass along some NBA information as well for you here on the Fix podcast. But today, we're going to stick with MLB. And I know typically I go by position. And I think I'm going to try something a little bit different today and go game by game. And I know typically Stevie and Siege do that on Morning Grind. I just think I can just jump into these numbers so much easier if I do it this way. I'll obviously try and recap and talk about by positions as well, but we're going to try this one out today and see if we can't, you know, see how it goes. Because like I said, I'm still kind of getting into the MLB mode here for this season. So, all right, let's get into it. We'll still start with pitching before we kind of get into the hitters today. And I think one thing that's important for us to look at is going to be the weather again today. Not that we're like in risk of really having games snowed out or rained out, but we are definitely going to be in risk of cold weather and winds. We saw a game get postponed in Kansas City yesterday because it was too cold a day after they played in literally snow. I know I didn't play yesterday, so it didn't really get me, but I know a lot of people had Angels exposure, and yeah, it didn't work out too well. Sorry, guys. But today, I'm seeing winds blowing out in Chicago at 15 miles an hour. I'm seeing wind blowing out in Pittsburgh at 17 miles an hour. I'm seeing 19-mile-an-hour winds in New York blowing out 17-mile-an-hours in Atlanta. Blowing out 17 mile an hour in Oakland, all blowing out according to our little wind tracker on the lineups page, and then 21 mile an hour winds blowing in out there in San Diego. So take a look at that and definitely keep your eye on game totals. We don't have one in New York right now with the Nationals. We don't have one in Chicago right now versus the St. Louis Cardinals. So I think that those are definitely things we need to take into account for us today. All right, on the high end of pitching today, you know, there's one name that really stands out, especially from price standpoint. That's Jacob DeGrom here against the Nationals. I'm not as excited about DeGrom as I think some of the other guys in the RG world are. They're clearly putting him down as their top guy. Now, don't get me wrong. He is easily the most talented pitcher we have on the slate in terms of pure stuff. But I don't love this matchup versus the Nationals, who have hit him pretty well, and especially for this increased price that we'll be paying on him, 9,400 FanDuel, 11.5 DraftKings, 21.9 on Fantasy Draft. I just don't know that it's worth it versus a team here in Washington who's been pretty darn good versus righties this season. They're top 10 in weighted OBA. They're top 10 in ISO this season against right-handed pitching. Now, lefties, totally different story. And if you look at some of the history here for these hitters against DeGrom, they've had some success there. So I don't think it's cut and dry. And when you add in wind blowing out, I'll be very curious to see where Vegas kind of tab this game when it's all said and done. Now, Hellickson pitching on the other side for Washington, not a guy that I'm interested in at all. And especially if we get wind blowing out, could be an opportunity for some of those Mets bats today. So I'm not saying I'm like full fading DeGrom. I haven't gone through the full lineup building yet, so it's hard for me to say that. And especially on FanDuel today, where Anthony Rizzo is supposed to play, and he's 2K. They've got him in the DL, but he's supposed to come off the DL tonight. So he's going to be a 2K first baseman for you on FanDuel with potentially the wind blowing out. Now, here's the tricky thing about Chicago is the wind is blowing out, but the temperatures are like 36 degrees, and the ball just doesn't move as well in those kind of temperatures. Now, obviously, I think there was, a 20-some-odd run game out there in Chicago the other day where they made that miraculous comeback. So it can happen, but just kind of keep that in mind, and I'll be curious to see where that game total lands on. But again, if you've got a 2K guy in Rizzo, it's not hard to fit in, you know, the most expensive pitcher on the slate in DeGrom. But I don't think we need to force it. I think there's other guys, and you know, if ownership's going to be really high on him today, I'm not afraid to fade him against one of the better offenses we have in the league. The pitchers that I'm looking most at today, I think Aaron Nola today, pretty safe against the Braves. Not a great pitching environment today in Atlanta, which is a hitter's ballpark. The wind is certainly blowing out. And he's much better versus righties than he is lefties. And, you know, there's a chance they're going to go lefty, you know, up to like seven spots in this lineup. Now, he's not bad versus lefties, but he's certainly not as good. But he's been pretty darn, you know, elite so far, you know, this season. He's pitched 8 innings last game versus Cincinnati. Had 6 strikeouts, you know, 49, 21, 22. Those are his, you know, fantasy point outputs. A little bit cheaper than DeGrom you get. I just like the matchup a little bit better here today. But that wind blowing out, again, we'll have to kind of see where this lands. We're still only at an 8 in this game, so that doesn't get me all that nervous here. I like the matchup versus Atlanta. I'd rather face Atlanta if I am going to pay up for a pitcher than I would be the Washington Nationals. Now, I'm going to throw some other names out there that I think other people are not talking about very much. And one is Dallas Keuchel. And I know that this guy doesn't have amazing fantasy stuff, but the price has fallen on him a little bit. 8,100 on FanDuel, 9,400 on DraftKings, only 17,800 on Fantasy Draft. And you get this Mariners offense where you certainly have Nelson Cruz in the middle of it. And, you know, Nelson Cruz at home versus a lefty is one of those scenarios that you pretty much always play. And when you look at some BVP into the mix as well, he's had a lot of success against him. 10 for 30 with three home runs, only six strikeouts, a 461 weighted OBA. But outside of him, there's not a lot of other guys who've had, you know, great success against him. You've got Seager. He does have two home runs, but only 11 for 42 against him. You've got Cano at 9 for 39. Not particularly great there. So I'm fine here with Dallas Keuchel, especially with this offense facing a lefty in James Paxton. A low total. You got a team total in the Mariners about 3.6. I think Keuchel's fine today, and he hasn't been sterling so far this season, but he hasn't been that bad. He's a lot cheaper than you're getting Aaron Nola, for example, and he is, what, 9,400 to Nola over 10K. And, you know, the DraftKings points for him haven't been fantastic by any measure. What, let's see, we've got 9, 9, and 10 for him, but I think he's a better pitcher than what we've seen. And I looked at some of the velocity numbers on him. They're not really down. So I think this is a spot for him to get it together. Find pitcher's ballpark out there in Seattle. So Dallas Keuchel going to be one of the guys that I'm looking at today. I think Ryu today is also very interesting. Ground ball pitcher here against the San Diego Padres. Not a ton of strikeout upside, but I think that last game he looked pretty darn good with 8 Ks against Oakland. The game prior against Arizona, only 2 3 2/3 innings. Again, more of a ground ball type pitcher. The price on him down on FanDuel at 7,200, Fantasy Draft at 18,800, DraftKings at 9,700. I talked about some of that wind blowing out all over, and here's one spot where it looks like we've got wind blowing in against not a particularly great offense. Against lefties this season, we've got the Padres. Where are they? Let's see. A 294 weighted OBA for them against lefties so far on this season. The ISO is not bad at a 141, but a K rate at 26%, walk rate at about 8% there against left-handed pitching on this season. So I think Ryu's definitely a guy I'm willing to use on two-pitcher sites. And then I'm going to throw another name out there, and again, this one, not for the lighthearted here. I think Gio Gonzalez today is okay against Kansas City. Jaime Garcia is okay against Kansas City. Kansas City is really bad versus left-handed pitching. They haven't hit a home run against them this entire season. And, you know, I bring up the old plate IQ, gives us a good snapshot of opposing team hitters here. And I feel pretty good about Gio. There's, you know, you're looking at WOBAs of 227, 344, 314 for Moustakas. And then the big right-handed bats, you've got, what, Soler at a 264, Cuthbert at a 274, Duda at a 253. These are all weighted OBAs versus lefties. Not a single ISO, you know, over two here against left-handers over the last, you know, season and a half or season and a month, whatever we've had here. And I think he can actually get it done versus this team. And I don't think anybody's going to have him. And then on the flip side, I think they're very likely to pick up the W today. Skoglund is just awful versus right-handed bats. He's going to face an absolute ton of them today, and they all are pretty solid versus lefties. So I think that, you know, I'm looking at Jaime Garcia today as an off-the-board tournament play that I don't think anybody's going to be on. I mean, especially on DraftKings, you look at Jaime Garcia, he's just 7,100. He's going to give you the ability to get whatever bat you really want into your lineup. And he's got 12 strikeouts and only 4 walks after the first two starts. Now, admittedly, it is the White Sox and Texas, not two great offenses, but I think Garcia can keep it going here tonight in that matchup. So there you go. I liked the Jaime. All right, let's move on to the bats today. We're going to go kind of game by game for you, give you the snapshot of what I'm seeing, especially using our Plate IQ tool, which is incredible, and more upgrades even coming. Again, Colorado and Pittsburgh. I think the top catching option for us today on this slate is going to come from Colorado, and it's going to be in the form of Chris Iannetta. Just 2,300 on FanDuel. And again, you know, there's so many first basemen. I don't think we need to play him there. But if you want salary relief, you could play him. But again, we've got Rizzo out there against Wainwright, so I don't think we need to. But even on DraftKings at 3,400, where you need to have a catcher, fantasy draftees at 6,700, just elite numbers versus left-handers, 240 ISO, 398 weighted OBA. And Steven Brault is a guy that I am not worried about at all. Just a 13% K rate against right-handed bats so far this season. A horrible hard contact rate allowed at 41% to righties. So Iannetta for me is just an absolute plug-in play on DraftKings where catching is pretty difficult. Obviously, you could roll a Trevor Story in this spot. Good numbers against lefties as well. 329 ISO, 407 weighted OBA. So he definitely works. FanDuel, reasonable price at 3,100. DraftKings at 4,100. But again, with the wind blowing out, the right-handed bats are the ones that I'm really looking at. DJ LeMahieu had a monster game. What was that, Friday or Saturday? One of those 2 days. He just went absolutely ham. And 3,800 on FanDuel, 4,300 on DraftKings, 8,100 over on Fantasy Drafts. So you can stack up those right-handed bats, and even Charlie Blackmon has been fine versus lefties in his career. Brault is a little bit tougher versus, actually a lot bit tougher versus lefties than he is righties. Just to give you an idea, a 16% hard contact allowed versus lefties versus a 41% versus righties. Almost 30% soft contact against lefties. So I think this is a pretty easy handedness play in this game. Now, Pittsburgh side against Marquez, he's pretty equally terrible against everyone, and not a little bad team total here for the Pittsburgh Pirates at 4.27. It's just, which guys do we love in this offense? I think the one guy I'd be willing to roll out there would be Josh Bell, but there's so many first basemen for us to play. I don't think we have to go there today. Corey Dickerson's always interesting in the righty-lefty matchup. He's a guy who's extremely underrated hitter in my estimation, and has, you know, had pretty darn good, you know, numbers here so far this season. 13, 6, 12, 21, 25, 16, 13. Those are his fantasy points. So he's getting it done so far this season for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So if that wind is blowing out at 17 miles an hour, those are the two guys. But not a game I'm totally excited to be invested in tonight, but those are the names that I'm looking to potentially play. All right, let's go to Chicago and St. Louis. Again, wind potentially blowing out, but really cold temperatures, so this one kind of makes me nervous. Now, Wainwright's been pretty good versus the Cubs hitters. If you look at the historical splits, not bad, and some of those are recent, but obviously he's not the pitcher he used to be. If Rizzo's in the lineup, which I expect him to be today, he's actually got some pretty good BVP, and I'm fine rolling him out, especially at that 2K price tag on FanDuel. You know, if this game would come in with like a ridiculous number, like a 10 or something like that, you're probably looking at wind playing a big factor in this one. But both these pitchers, Wainwright, he's all right. But you know, Tyler Chatwood could get wrecked in this game, you know, versus this Cardinals lineup, which really excels versus right-handed pitching. Again, you've got Fowler, 235 ISO, 360 WOBA. You've got Pham with a 392 weighted OBA against righties. You got Carpenter, 372 with a 233 weighted OBA. Ozuna, almost a 400 WOBA. So the top of that order is excellent. They've been really good versus right-handed pitching. And I think that, you know, Chatwood's a guy. He's not, you know, none of the stats, you know, stand out as being awful. But if we do have wind blowing out in Wrigley, we know what that can amount to. So kind of keep your eye on that situation. Pretty solid ground ball pitcher for Chatwood, 58% overall. So it's hard to want to necessarily stack against him per se. But one, you know, pitch that really stands out to me is this this fastball sinker. He's thrown at almost 30%. And you're looking at batted ball events on Plate IQ to kind of determine sample size here. And we've got 208 of them for Matt Carpenter. And he's got a 455 weighted OBA, a 339 ISO for him. That really pops for me in terms of a guy versus a certain pitch that this guy throws 30% of the time. That's a lot. So I think Matt Carpenter, definitely a name in terms of the pitch type matching up that I think we can throw out there. Tommy Pham, I know, is definitely popping on, you know, some of the models I've been looking at this morning as well, as a guy who's who's very playable. Certainly in the outfield, 3,600 only on DraftKings. And obviously, if you want to play Chris Bryant today, you know, he's fine. He's really expensive, but, you know, dude rakes. So I've got no issue with that. All right, next game for us. Let's move to Kansas City and Toronto. I already told you I kind of like Geo today, so I'm all off the Kansas City bats in this game. Yes, they're going to hit home runs versus lefties, but I want to see it happen before I'm ready to invest in it. Now, on the other side, we've got Toronto, where I think Steve Pearce is going to amount to chalk today, especially on DraftKings, where he's only 3,100, and he's a guy who's been very good versus lefties for his career. Skoglund just terrible versus right-handers. I mean, everything about it is coming up in the negative. A 12% K rate, a 12% walk rate, 43% fly ball rate, hard contact at 36%. This guy should get crushed today. So Justin Smoke, a guy I'm looking at. Even Solarte. Now, he doesn't have great numbers versus lefties, only a 261 WOBA, an 079 ISO. But one thing I did notice for him was, you know, Skoglund, let's see, I think it was the, I was looking at the pitch type on him as well, and the knuckle curve he throws at about 20%. Looks like Smoke's the guy who has hit that one pretty well. Thought there was a pitch for Solarte that's not too bad. Yeah, I think it's the fastball sinker, but that's only 16%, so I'm not going to weigh that all that much. But I think this team is absolutely stackable from top to bottom. If you're looking for a cheap bat, you know, Kevin Pillar, not Millar, only 27 on 100 on FanDuel, 3,200 on DraftKings. Really good numbers there, 384 weighted OBA against lefties. So I'm all about Toronto today. I think we're one of my favorite stacks. Good home ballpark for them to hit in. Definitely look to load them up. Okay, Washington versus the Mets. We've got, again, Helixson versus DeGrom. Probably not loading up on too many Washington hitters. Now, if you're going to fade DeGrom and you want to just leverage that out even more, you could obviously play Bryce Harper. You're probably going to get him at as low of ownership as we've seen in a while, and the guy's just freaking amazing. Like, either hits a home run or walks. A 344 ISO here versus righties, a 450 WOBA in the last 425 at-bats. So he's pretty damn good. Top to bottom, this lineup, you know, they're fine against righties, whether it's a Matt Adams, if he cracks the lineup tonight. Anthony Rendon, I know he's been a little bit banged up. We'll see if he's back in the lineup today. So, again, if you're already fading him and you want to stack it up, you're going to get him at even low ownership, and you're going to blow up all those other, you know, teams that have DeGrom today. I don't think I'm playing DeGrom. Just throw that out there. Maybe I'll regret it. I don't think I'm playing him. Now, on the Mets side of things, Conforto, we love guys leading off. It just gives you, you know, that much more, you know, at-bat opportunity in cash games. 46 on DraftKings is actually fairly reasonable. 4K on FanDuel, 8,500 on Fantasy Draft, and everything about this matchup really feels pretty freaking good for him. Lefty-righty against Jeremy Helixson with his solid 13% K rate against left-handed bats. So he's going to make some contact, and I like him a good bit today. Cespedes as well. I think Cespedes, let me check this out. I think he also has some solid BVP in this matchup. Let's see. Here we go. I think he's got a couple of homers. I think he's got like one of the best BVP numbers on this slate today against Hellickson. Again, not something I'm always weighing, but something that if it's deciding between a few guys, I'll give him a look. 19 at-bats, you know, three home runs, including six hits, 473 ISO, three walks, only two strikeouts, and 19 at-bats for Cespedes. I mean, this guy just doesn't miss many bats, and guys like Cespedes who swing hard, that's what you like to see. With the wind blowing out, not terrible temperatures. You know, it's not 30 degrees like Chicago. It's in the 50s. Definitely a guy who I think could go deep in this game here today. So those are my top two options in that matchup. You could throw Todd Frazier in there potentially as well as another power bat who, when you find pitchers that don't have great strikeout stuff, he's the type of pitcher that you want to play a guy like him against. All right, moving on to Texas and Tampa Bay. Martin Perez is absolutely dreadful versus righties, and he's been dreadful this season. He's given up 20 some odd hits over his first couple of starts. The problem is the Rays just stink, and they're not particularly great versus lefties. And, you know, you've got Woba's like 300 or below in the top three hitters in this lineup, Span, Smith, Gomez. The one guy who I think, if I'm, you know, going to go out on a limb on who's hitting a home run today, CJ Cron should be that guy. You're looking at 47% of his hits, over 95 miles per hour off the bat against left-handed pitching, and a 255 ISO, 325 Woba, and all the numbers for Perez against righties are just god awful. 35% hard contact rate, 11% K rate, so he's not missing bats. Absolutely a spot. And I think, you know, another guy we could, you know, maybe look at today. The numbers are not great Woba wise, but I still love a little bit of Wilson Ramos here. I think he's a decent enough power bat. The sample size is a bit smaller on him. I know he's missed some time because of injury, but if you're looking to get away from Iannetta chalk, maybe on DraftKings, you can fit him in at 2,800 today, and I don't mind him against who's arguably one of the worst pitchers on this slate. But CJ Cron, great one-off option for you at first base tonight. And then Blake Snell, you know, he's going against a team against Texas that certainly, you know, strikes out a good bit. You got a 24% K rate for all these hitters against lefties today, including a 39% for Joey Gallo alone. And Snell, you know, the one risk you have with him, walks definitely up there, you know, over 11% against lefties and righties. And when you do that, puts yourself in bad positions where it's just one home run and next thing you're down, you know, three or four runs. So, you know, a guy like Adrian Beltre, if you wanted to take a shot on him at third base today, I don't mind it. Not the best, you know, maybe hitting environment for you top to bottom today, but a decent enough salary, 31 on FanDuel, only 3,100 on DraftKings for us today. And you're looking at a 435 Woba in the last, looks like 95 plate appearances against lefties, 237 isolated power. BABIP a little bit high at 368, but doesn't strike out at only 10%. So you're going to make some, he's going to probably make some contact right there. So he's definitely one name that's standing out to me on Texas's side, but not a spot that I'm looking to stack here. Philadelphia and Atlanta. I already told you I like Nola, so I'm not too interested on the Atlanta side here today. And then the Philly side against Teheran, who pitched excellent last start, had a monstrous fantasy day. The hitting environment interests me because it is Atlanta. The wind could be blowing out. And, you know, a guy like Carlos Santana, I think, is somebody we can look at with an ISO over 200 against righties. Reese Hoskins, obviously, anytime he's in the lineup, we consider him. The value guy who I love using, though, is Nick Williams. Isolated power over 200. He's always cheap, 2,900. He can get you a cheap home run on DraftKings or FanDuel, even fantasy draft. He's under 6K. So definitely, you know, against Teheran, who struggles certainly more versus lefties. I mean, the numbers are pretty dramatic here. Lefty-righty, big walk rate versus lefties, 13% versus a 17% K rate. You're looking at hard contact at 36%, fly ball rate at 40%. So Williams, I think, definitely popping for me as a guy from the left side of the plate that we can roll with. Some of these other guys, you know, Cesar Hernandez, Odubel Herrera, they're actually not that spectacular versus righties. I mean, a guy like Hernandez, you know, an ice doesn't have much of an ISO. The WOBA's at 343. That's okay, but just not hitting the ball very hard. Only 26% of his hits at 95 miles per hour or more. So that's kind of talking about, you know, how hard of contact they're kind of making there. Probably not looking to go much more than a one-off with Nick Williams potentially here in this game. Okay, Cincinnati and Milwaukee, and definitely, you know, again, weather shouldn't be a factor. It's in the dome, and certainly some guys that I really like here on Cincinnati's side. I think Adam Duvall is another call for me to hit a home run today against Suter today. Now, the sample size is probably even too small to consider because they just don't face a lot of guys who throw the ball so slow, but Duvall's been pretty freaking good against guys throwing sub-88, and even if you go up to the 88, 89 miles per hour, you're looking at a WOBA, 436 and 447 with strong isolated power. Again, these sample sizes are really low, but I'd rather go with somebody who's got pretty good numbers versus guys who throw the ball slow than guys who really don't have any numbers whatsoever. Now, we can also look at the slider and changeup for both Duvall and Votto. And Duvall against the slider, you're looking at 292 WOBA with a 262 ISO. So he certainly hit some home runs there versus sliders. And then changeup, again, these are all full sample size, 341 WOBA with a 243 ISO. So I really like Duvall today. He's one of my picks to hit a home run tonight. And against Mr. Suter, doesn't throw the ball hard. I think he works pretty well. Probably not looking at Billy Hamilton, even if he leads off. This guy's one thing he does do well is pitches or doesn't walk a lot of guys. Now, certainly Hamilton might be able to make some contact because the K rate is pretty dreadful, even versus righties at 18%. Anytime you can get Hamilton, he gets on base, you've got two stolen base upside. If he bats leadoff, it is sometimes hard to ignore him at just 3,100 on DraftKings, 2,900 on FanDuel, and 5,800 on Fantasy Draft. If you want to stack this game up, if you're playing Votto and Duvall and you want to throw him in, I don't have a problem with it. The interesting thing here is he does have a semi-inflated K rate versus lefties, but that shouldn't be a problem here. Like, I think it's a situation, he's going to make contact. It's whether or not where that contact falls. So, again, such a dynamic base dealer might be worth taking a look at today. Now, Milwaukee side of things, Eric Thames definitely a guy that I'm looking at a little bit versus Castillo. I don't hate Castillo as a pitcher. Throws hard, has really good strikeout upside. But I think running into some tough matchups here versus a guy like Thames and Shaw, who are pretty darn solid versus right-handed pitching here tonight. So and the other thing that I'm looking at that's kind of unique to Castillo is he throws the ball really hard. You're looking at over 97 miles per hour on average. And if you look at some of the numbers versus that, you know, Thames, again, small sample size, probably not even worth mentioning, but I'm going to do it anyway, has a, his ex-WOBA is 462 against that, but it's only 17 batted ball events. We probably can't look at that. And then the fastball sinker, which should be a little bit better situation, you've got a 381 WOBA for Thames, 265 ISO for him versus that. And it's a pitch that he throws 25% of the time. And then on the changeup, you've got 68 batted ball attempts, 349 WOBA, 253 ISO. Ryan Braun, pretty solid versus the changeup as well. Not really looking to stack too much of Milwaukee's side. Thames, though, not a guy that I absolutely hate here against Castillo. If he can make some solid contact, and normally he does versus lefties. And when you've got Thames, Braun, Shaw, and Santana all at about 40% or higher in terms of their exit velocity versus righties, that's kind of interesting to me. All right, next we go to the White Sox and Oakland. Oakland this season has been absolutely crushing right-handed bats. Their 346 WOBA is third in the league behind the Red Sox and the Angels. Their, you know, ISO versus righties is sitting at 190, one of the highest in the league, a ton of power there. And, you know, this matchup certainly screams it. You've got a highest total here at 9, and I definitely think there's guys we can look at here from the Oakland side of things. Chris Davis crushes. Matt Olson crushes. Matt Joyce, 249 ISO, leading off. Usually a pretty moderate price tag for him, 3,100 on DraftKings, 29 on FanDuel. And against Rodrigo Lopez, just not any good versus lefties. Fly ball rate, 51%, 12.7% K rate, which is not good, somewhat elevated in the walk rate. So I'm looking at a guy like Joyce. I'm looking at a guy like Matt Olson, and then Crush just crushes righties. So all those guys on my radar. And you could even throw Semien into the mix. Again, plays a position that's sometimes not the most fun to roster today at shortstop. He's only 3K on DraftKings. Probably be pretty chalky over there. And again, you're talking about an implied run total of almost 5 here for Oakland in what is typically a pitcher's ballpark. So I like the Oakland bats today for certain. Again, Matt Olson, very interesting tonight. And then the White Sox side against Daniel Megden, not as excited for them in this matchup on the road. I mean, their numbers match up. Megden's not really a good pitcher by any measure. He's adequate versus lefties, but you know, you've got Abreu, you've got Garcia, Moncada, all these guys pretty solid versus right-handed pitching. But the K rate, you know, 26% for this team. You've got Moncada at 33. You got Davidson at almost 40% in his K rate. Anderson at about 28%. So you got some elevated numbers there. I don't really see me going to Megden today as a pitching option. So, but I'm not really looking to use too many of these bats from Chicago. So I'm going to pass on them tonight. Dodgers, San Diego. Dodgers go against Robbie Erlin, who is a lefty. And he's actually not terrible versus lefties. You know, certainly some of the some numbers are alarming. But the biggest thing is he's probably not going to pitch maybe more than 3 innings. He's kind of a bullpen arm. He's got a spot start today because Perdomo is out. So I don't really expect him to be pitching a full allotment here. Now, the one thing that I'm looking at here versus lefty on lefty, 42% exit velocity for him over 95 miles per hour, where versus righties, it's at 11%. So he's been pretty good versus right-hand pitching. So a guy like Kyle Seager or Bellinger might actually be the better play lefty on lefty than it is, you know, rolling a guy out like Kiki Hernandez or Chris Taylor. So that's kind of what I'm looking at here. The changeup is a pitch that he uses almost 30% of the time. Also another guy who throws pretty slow fastball at about 89%. But you look at that that changeup, Taylor, 259 is the WOBA against that pitch. Puig, under 300 on the WOBA. Kemp, under 300 on the weighted OBA. The guys who actually hit it pretty good, Bellinger, 361, 250 ISO, and Seager, 318 WOBA, 161 ISO. So it's not a great weighted OBA, but it's decent enough. So I'd actually probably rather go with the bats like Seager and Bellinger, who I don't think going to drive a lot of ownership today. FanDuel, 36 on Seager, 44 on DraftKings, 83 on Fantasy Draft. I think typically people are not playing those lefty-lefty matchups, and I get it. But this could be a spot where it pays off here tonight. And then on the other side, again, San Diego, the one guy to look at today, Hunter Renfroe, makes a ton of sense batting in the cleanup spot. Been terrific versus lefties, and he's 3,200 on FanDuel, 39 on DraftKings, 72% on Fantasy Draft. Definitely fits that that changeup as well. Almost a 300 ISO and a 378 WOBA in his 30 batted ball events against the changeup. So that kind of meshes with the pitch that he likes to throw, his second most behind the fastball. So I think there's definitely some reason to consider him, but I wouldn't go crazy with it, especially if that wind is blowing in. I'd probably just kind of fade the game and think it's going to be like 3-2. But if he's batting cleanup, his price not as cheap as it was the other day. He's the one guy versus lefties that's standing out a little bit. Don't mind Mr. Perella if he leads off today. 255 ISO, 398 weighted OBA, and 115 plate appearances. Half of his hits as well, coming off the bat, 95 miles per hour or greater versus lefties. So that's pretty good. So I think you can make a case for him. But weather kind of keeping me off. But nice price tag, 3,500, 3K on FanDuel, and Fantasy Draft, 6,800, and a great spot in that lineup. All right, last game for us is Houston and Seattle. I'm probably playing Keuchel, so I'm not really going to play any Seattle hitters. I'm just going to hold my breath that Nelson Cruz doesn't hit a home run against him. Maybe a pretty good chance of that happening. But I still think if he gets around him, he's going to be all right against this lineup here today. That's a big if, though. On the Houston side, against Paxton, he is just too tough versus lefties to even consider it. The wonderful thing is you've got Houston who can literally go right-handed 1-9 if they want to here today. So, and most of those guys, you know, pretty fantastic versus right-handed pitching today. Woba's on the first four hitters of Springer, Bregman, Altuve, Correa, all over 400. ISO's all over 200. You can throw Evan Gattis into the mix as well. If he gets in the lineup, he can crush. Not the best ballpark for him to hit in, and his K rate is pretty exceptional versus righties at about 29%. So it's going to be, you know, probably all or nothing. If these guys make contact, I think there's a chance it might leave the yard, but he's pretty solid. But on a strikeout side of things, you've got this Houston team that's only 16% versus lefties in the K rate. I mean, they just don't strike out a lot, and that's where I think Paxton could be in some trouble because he relies a lot on that. And then you look at some of these other numbers, hard contact against righties at 33%. That's, you know, above average. Line drive rate at 22%. So this isn't a good matchup, I think, for him against Houston. So I'm off of him. Anytime you want to stack up the Houston bats, you can do it. And if you're fading DeGrom like I am today, it should be pretty easy to fit him into your lineup. So I'll probably do that in a tournament lineup or two tonight. But there you go. That's my outlook for Major League Baseball, breaking down all the numbers. Again, if you're not a premium subscriber, you need to be. You can find all that PlateIQ information yourself. Actually, that's free. The premium version is coming out, and that's going to blow your socks off. So be on the lookout for that. And be sure to check me out on SiriusXM tonight. I'll be live from 6 to 7 right before baseball lock today. And we'll give you more updated information based on weather, game totals, movement, all that kind of good stuff. Check out Grinders Live. Remember, if you're playing NBA, we got some premium shows for you as well later on today. So check that out for you premium subs, and I'll be back at it same time tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Please leave me a review over there on iTunes. If you got any comments, we'd love to hear them. Just leave it in the comment section. Shoot me a tweet at Dan_Bach. Or if anything on the site you're worried about, support@rotogrinders.com. They'll take care of you. Till tomorrow, good luck. Talk to you then. See you.